Don't you
news
skewered?
Don't you have some dirty jokes to tell?
Dun 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 dun.
Well, I've been working here for many, many years now, and I've had everything go wrong. I've never had this exact thing go wrong before, which is very interesting.
Something new every day.
There's a lot more to go wrong, trust me.
Well, this is the rare time it's not user error.
No, it froze. There's 8 seconds left on this last spot, and the dreaded hourglass on the mouse here. So we will do the Sports Kebab sans music today.
No, that's not true.
Are you going to be as unflustered as Sarah was?
You got it?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, of course it works.
Look at
you, Jerry.
I'm playing it from here.
Oh, got it.
My goodness.
That would be a good idea if I had a version of the update bed and all the production elements, huh?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Should always have it just in case. I mean, just for a second there, I was more desperate than John Cleese trying to get Suns tickets.
Jazz fan.
But we are, this is the Sports Kebab, and I'll start off with some entertainment news. Have either of you watched any of Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy this week?
I have.
What do you think? I have not.
Decent, but monotone.
Exactly what I was going to say. My goodness, he's been okay, but so low energy. If you haven't seen him, let me describe it like this. Imagine a solar-powered android robot performing a monologue while the sun slowly gets covered in clouds. And he's depowering as he talks. I mean, each question... He starts out fine, but at a certain point, it feels like he just loses interest and goes vacant, sort of like his relationship with celebrity girlfriends.
Oh.
I mean, just a continuous, soothing, monotone delivery. Seriously, I had no idea the A in ASMAR stood for Aaron.
And the R stood for
Rogers.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't get it. Nowadays, game shows are hosted with people who have the charisma of a young Steve Harvey, right? Aaron has the charisma of an old Paul Harvey. There's a hip reference for you. Seriously, watching Aaron Rodgers host the game show is like watching Kawhi Leonard read the phone book. Speaking of Kawhi Leonard, the Suns followed up a huge win against the Jazz with a tough loss to the Clippers. And I do not like the Clippers. I do not trust them, okay? Think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard, Patrick Beverley, Marcus Morris, Paul George. Okay? That is four good players with eight first names.
It's true.
Something doesn't add up here. But the Clippers owner also is billionaire Steve Ballmer. You've seen this character, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Never heard of him.
You know how he made his money?
Microsoft.
Well, a lot of people think it's Microsoft, but actually, it's from standing in the wind outside of a used car dealership.
That's funny. Okay, I got it. Took a couple seconds, but registered.
Beautiful. Even the broadcast on TNT last night was annoying. Did you notice all the weird camera angles, like from the bottom of the court and the side, shaky, obscured and stuff? What the hell was that all about? I guess it was good, though, for all those people who always wondered, what did the camera feed look like from that guy lying on the floor when Dennis Rodman kicked him in the crotch? I always wondered that. Those camera angles were like the online opinions of Generation Z teams. Annoying and with no perspective. But it is Masters time also. That's a big story. I know you're into it, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And with Masters time, we have to do one of these.
Oh, it's back.
No, it is time for Jarrett Karnack, the Magnificent. We'll be in here with Bernd Weisberger.
Bernd Weisberger.
Weisberger, yes.
What do you get when you leave your Weisberger on the grill too long? That was stupid. Next one. Here we got another one. Your mean Mercedes.
Your mean Mercedes.
Mean Mercedes.
Yes.
What does your mean ex-wife take from you in the divorce? One more here. The Masters Prize, a Columbus hockey player, and Josh Pastner.
The Masters Prize, a Columbus hockey player,
that's right,
and Josh Pastner.
Pastner, yes.
Name a green jacket, a blue jacket, and a yellow jacket.
Ooh, that's good.
And speaking of Pastner, he is rumored as one of the candidates to replace Sean Miller at U of A. Yes, my beloved U of A Wildcats fired longtime head coach and anthropomorphic Komodo dragon, Sean Miller. Ooh. As we talk into Sean Miller, I go into my mind a fantasy world on a beach somewhere, so I appreciate the music because have you ever seen this Sean Miller?
No, what does he look like, Jared?
The way he looks, the way he acts, the way he screams and sweats like a crazy person on the sidelines. He seriously looks like if the star of the Wonder Years was a professional wrestler. You follow me here? Yeah. He looks like Macho Man Fred Savage. But Sean Miller's gone now. Gone now. Fired from U of A due to the Wildcats using their long-held policy of three strikes and you're out 4 years later. I certainly don't get what took so long. I mean, it's one thing if there was new evidence, but there wasn't. It's another thing if he was getting great results on the court, but he wasn't. In fact, look at the last several years. The team underachieved year after year, and Sean Miller was clearly phoning it in. And even worse, that phone was tapped by the FBI. So it looks like U of A is down to a handful of candidates. Tommy Lloyd from Gonzaga, Josh Pastner, Miles Simon, Damon Stoudemire. Those four guys appear to be the finalists. And the school was going to ask Sean Miller's opinion on the hire, but Miller has never been useful in the final four of anything. So they decided against that. Miller does leave quite the legacy at U of A, right? I mean, his son says he has big shoes to fill. And he's not lying. I mean, Miller needed big shoes so the sweat had room to slosh around. But in conclusion here, let's go through all of Sean Miller's great accomplishments, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, surely he won a championship there. Well, he got to a championship game. He got to many Final Fours, though. He got to a Final Four? At least he never missed the tournament completely. Multiple times. But he did produce a lot of NBA All-Stars. But he was great with the media. I mean, he was great with the fans, though. The guy stayed out of trouble. But he had assistants who stayed out of trouble. He left the program in better shape than when he got there, right? Hey! At least he got U of A prominently featured on a high-profile HBO documentary.
Ding, ding, ding!
For cheating!
Well done, Jared.
Yeah, good riddance, Sean.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
And I appreciate your help, and it looks like we have back here so we can actually run the commercial break here.
This is just the piano version. We got the ukulele version.
The ukulele version.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a hard rock, heavy metal version coming up. Maybe. I don't know. The Sports Kebab with Jared Carlin every Friday at 1:30. You can follow him on Twitter at Jarrett GC, JarrettGC.